Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and it's Thursday, which means we're diving into practical AI tools you can actually use, plus continuing our analysis of the latest trends. Alex is here to guide us through the current AI landscape.
Thanks, Sarah. Today, we're getting hands-on. I want our listeners to walk away knowing exactly which AI tools they can try today and how these tools are evolving with current trends.
Perfect. Let's start with the big three AI assistants that everyone's talking about. Can you break them down for us?
Absolutely. First up is ChatGPT from OpenAI. It's probably the most well-known and user-friendly for beginners. Great for writing, brainstorming, coding help, and general questions. The free version is quite capable, and ChatGPT Plus gives you access to more advanced features and faster responses.
What makes ChatGPT special?
It has something called memory. It can remember details from your conversations and build on them over time. It's also excellent at understanding context and maintaining natural conversation flow. Plus, OpenAI recently added that Canvas feature we mentioned, which lets you edit content collaboratively.
What about Google's offering?
Google Gemini is incredibly powerful for research. It has what they call deep research capabilities that can analyze complex topics and provide comprehensive summaries. It's also integrated with Google's ecosystem, so it works well with Gmail, Google Docs, and other Google services.
Prompting. And the third major player?
That's Claude from Anthropic. Claude is known for being very thoughtful and nuanced in its responses. It's excellent for complex reasoning, analysis, and creative writing. Many users find Claude's responses more natural and less AI-like than other systems.
Advising, which one should beginners start with?
I'd recommend trying ChatGPT first because of its user-friendly interface and helpful onboarding. But honestly, they're all free to try, so experiment with all three and see which one clicks with you. Each has its strength.
Interactive. Now let's talk about specialized AI tools. What are some standout applications for specific tasks?
Great question. For image generation, DALL-E, Midjourney, and Stable Diffusion are the leaders. DALL-E is integrated with ChatGPT, making it super easy to create images just by describing what you want.
Inquiring, what about for work and productivity?
For note-taking and document creation, Notion AI is fantastic. Grammarly uses AI to improve your writing. Calendly has AI scheduling features. For presentations, there's Gamma AI that can create entire slide decks from just a text prompt.
Exploratory. Any tools for creative work?
Absolutely. Runway ML for video editing and effects, MuBERT for AI-generated music, and Copy.AI for marketing content. There's also Canvas AI features for design work. The creative possibilities are exploding right now.
Inquiring, what about for learning and education?
Duolingo uses AI for personalized language learning. Khan Academy has an AI tutor called Khanmigo. There's also Socratic by Google for homework help. And Quizlet has AI-powered study tools. Education is being transformed by personalized AI tutors.
Continuing, now let's continue our trend analysis from Monday. What new developments should we be watching?
One major trend is AI agents, systems that can perform tasks autonomously rather than just answering questions. Instead of asking ChatGPT to write an email, an AI agent might draft it, send it, and follow up automatically.
Surprised? That sounds like a big shift.
It is. We're moving from AI as a chat interface to AI as an active assistant that can take actions on your behalf. Companies like Anthropic and OpenAI are working on these more autonomous systems.
Recalling, what about the integration trend we mentioned?
It's accelerating rapidly. Microsoft is integrating AI into Windows itself with Copilot. Adobe has AI throughout Creative Suite. Google is adding AI to every product. Soon, you won't need to go to a separate AI tool. It'll be built into everything you already use.
Cautious, are there any concerning trends we should be aware of?
The main concerns are around misinformation and deepfakes. AI-generated content is becoming so realistic that it's getting harder to distinguish from human-created content. There's also the challenge of AI hallucinations, when AI confidently presents incorrect information.
inquiring, how can people protect themselves?
Always verify important information from multiple sources. Be skeptical of perfect-looking images or videos, especially of public figures. Use AI as a starting point for research, not the final authority. And remember that AI can make mistakes, even confident-sounding ones.
Discussing, what about the competition between AI companies? How is that affecting users?
It's fantastic for consumers. The competition is driving rapid innovation and keeping many tools free or affordable. We're seeing new features released weekly, better performance, and more accessible pricing.
Predictive. Any predictions for where this is all heading?
I think we'll see AI become as common as smartphones within the next few years. Every app will have AI features. Every profession will have AI tools. And using AI will become as natural as using Google searches today.
Advising? What's your advice for people who feel overwhelmed by all these options?
Start small and practical. Pick one AI tool that addresses a real problem you have. Maybe use ChatGPT to help with emails, or try Grammarly for better writing. Get comfortable with one tool before exploring others.
Inquiring, any specific recommendations for different types of users?
Suggesting, for students, definitely try ChatGPT or Claude for research and writing help. For professionals, look into Copilot for Office or Notion AI. For creators, experiment with DALL-E or Midjourney. For entrepreneurs, try Copy.ai for marketing content.
Curious, what about staying updated with all these rapid changes?
Informative, follow the official blogs of major AI companies, OpenAI, Google AI, Anthropic. Tech publications like The Verge and Wired cover AI developments well, and podcasts like ours, of course. The key is not trying to track everything, but focusing on tools relevant to your needs.
Concluding, as we wrap up, what's the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
AI is a tool to enhance human capabilities, not replace human judgment. Use it to be more productive, creative, and informed, but always apply critical thinking. The goal is AI making you better at what you do, not doing everything for you.
Excellent advice. Tomorrow, we'll mix things up with varied topics and dive deeper into some technical insights that will help you understand what's coming next in AI.
And we'll continue making it all practical and relevant to your daily life. That's what makes learning about AI exciting, seeing how it can genuinely help you.
Closing, thanks for joining us on AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and this has been Alex. Tomorrow is Friday, and we have some fascinating mixed topics to explore.
Until then, maybe try one of the AI tools we discussed today. Experience is the best teacher.